Of all the stories about inventors, my favorite is the one about Archimedes and his epiphany in the bathtub. That eureka moment, prompted by vision, however fleeting or partial, mirrors my writing process. At least, that's how I attempted my first novel, at the age of 10 or so, scribbling in Urdu, wedged between a wardrobe and the dressing room wall in sweltering heat. It was the best space to hide in our crowded family home. There was no question of a room of my own. All the private writing time I had was an hour. My only imperative was telling my story as I oscillated happily between Josephine March and Emily Bronte, unperturbed by the fact that they both wrote in English. That was long ago, in a world of make-believe. Decades later, I learned to craft and pitch ideas. My writing income bought me time for myself and validated my professional credentials. Each assignment has been a learning experience. With each new genre came a different process, a different pace. I could knock off 15 pages of a radio soap in hours, but for stage plays, I needed long gestation periods. Fiction either came in a burst or took forever. As the competing demands of writing and my day job of wife and mother became harder to juggle, I gasped for breathing space. Inspired or not, work had to be delivered. Caught in a game of double dare with deadlines, I seldom blinked, even when they seemed impossible to beat. I used the story that deadlines looming up at night induce an altered state conducive to creativity to sanctify my routine of night shifts. Those magical hours post 11 p.m. without distractions and interruptions always delivered. Solutions to problems jumped out of subliminal depths with the easy grace of silver dolphins. Fired with adrenaline and the fear of failure, I fell into the habit of all-nighters. It's a workable schedule, of course, if the real world never impinges on yours. In reality, it meant painful sleep deprivation. I still wonder if I fear failing a deadline or the act of writing itself. I had acquired a study, not a book-lined room with Georgian windows flung open to the garden, just a dedicated space, but only commissions would compel me to enter it. I preferred writing in libraries, cafes, parks, anywhere but in there. Editing, polishing, and rewriting weren't the demons I feared. It was the grapple with the first draft. And that dragon still haunts the den. Even choosing an idea and committing to it without fear of failure or prospect of reward, as I so recklessly did once upon a time, has become harder over the years. Now that writing defines me as much as motherhood did when I pushed a buggy to the school, there's little choice. Whatever the angst, whatever the cost, I must write to stay in touch with who I am. Luckily, my loss of innocence has brought me the gift of patience. I am content to wallow in a pool of creative flux, waiting for that blinding flash.